with the grilling guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt, and it's a mitful. Backyard masters, barbecue blasters. Nobody smokes a T-bone faster. So when you see the grilling guy rig, hit the brakes, it's gonna be big. Stick around and put down the rake. Fire up your grill, there's no need to bake. You bring the party, we'll bring the smoke. You're gonna eat so much you might choke. So here's how it goes, and everyone knows. You're gonna listen to the Grilling Guys show.
It's the Grilling Guys, and we're eating whitefish dip. This is Barbecue Bob in studio with Tim Sobey, Sobey Meats, filling in for Jop. Thanks, buddy.
Sorry you're sick, Jop, but God, this is nice to be here today.
Oh, I'm telling you. And you made it even better. I didn't come prepared with anything, and here you got salmon and jerky and whitefish dip, and goodness sake. So,
well, we didn't show up to starve.
Okay. Yeah, I'm far from ever starving. So I want to talk about a couple really cool things to do with some salmon, and one of them is something I learned to eat when I was stationed in Hawaii, and it's called Lomi Lomi salmon. It's on thegrillingguys.com. If you want to go to our website, it's thegrillingguys.com. And just in the top right bar, just punch in L-O-M-I, and it'll pop up, and it'll bring you right up to the recipe. Don't forget to like us on Facebook /TheGrillingGuys. I'm on Twitter, and my handle is GrillingGuy. See the common thread there?
Yep. I never would have figured that out.
Yeah, it's kind of tricky the way we did that. In the next segment, we're waiting for Joshua Geertz to come in. He's from Coe Hooker Charters and Muskegon Lake Guide Service. Joshua has become just an incredible competition fisherman, and he's winning tournaments all around the country. And I've known him since he was a little spud, and he's coming in to give us some pointers, hopefully in the last segment if he gets here on time. But I want to talk about Lomi Lomi salmon. And this is something that's Polynesian, Lomi Lomi being a Polynesian term. I don't know what it means. Really good. No, really, really. Whatever. It's a
pretty dancer.
Yeah. Hold me closer. Yeah. So you basically fillet the fish, and you can do not only salmon, you can do steelhead. I've seen variations or iterations with other fish, but in Hawaii it's very common to have Lomi Lomi salmon, and it's basically cubed into little, I'm going to say they're like half inch squares. And but basically if you look at the menu or the recipe on our website, it'll give you the detailed process, but the short version is you're going to fillet that salmon, and you're going to rinse it off, pat it dry, and you're going to put a bunch of sea salt on it, and you're going to keep it in the refrigerator for, I think it calls for 6 hours. I can't think of the time right offhand. But then you're going to rinse it off. You're going to cube it up, and you're going to add all sorts of things, green onions, a bunch of tomatoes, cilantro, and a little bit of EVO. And you're going to mix it up, some lime juice or lemon juice, actually, for Lomi Lomi. And you mix it up, and you make like this relish out of it. And you can put it on a cracker or on a tortilla chip. It's fantastic.
It's kind of similar to a ceviche then?
It is very similar. As a matter of fact, I'm going to make some ceviche here pretty soon. And so I was researching ceviche, and I'm looking at the two methods, and they're almost identical.
Yeah, sounds very,
so
very
let's
similar.
Flip over to ceviche. What's the difference? Ceviche, they actually use lime. Very often, they're going to put soy sauce maybe in ceviche.
That very well could be. I haven't made it before, but and
they're
obviously
almost identical.
In the cilantro and the tomatoes and the onions.
Yeah,
in there
the
as
big
well.
Difference being lime versus lemon.
Yeah, in the
and not as much tomato.
Okay, and the citric acid is the bacteria killer.
Right, and that's what kind of cures your fish.
Yep.
Yeah.
Pretty cool process.
I know. And the first time I had sashimi was, of course, in Hawaii, and all the locals were laughing as I ate it because I was kind of didn't have my skirt on, but you thought I would have. I was afraid, like raw fish.
Yeah.
And I took one bite, and dipped it in a little soy sauce. It's like, wow, this is beautiful stuff. I think it was some fresh tuna right out of the ocean.
Mm-hmm.
And after as the years rolled on, my boss had a boat, and he and I would get off work, and we would just go out and catch our own tuna and have lots of fun drinking very cheap beer and bring home just massive quantities of tuna in 5 hours. And he would always carve one up right on the boat, rinse it off, and he'd always have some hot sauce. He was Portuguese. He's a Portuguese. So he would have the hot sauce and some chopsticks, and we just dipped that stuff right there. I mean, warm. It was never refrigerated.
Sure.
This baby's coming out of a 70-degree ocean, so it couldn't get any fresher, kind of like Bill Draper's Steelies.
But that's what makes that even like sashimi-grade fish, is it literally has to get processed within just a few hours.
Oh, is that right?
And so a really super fresh fish, then the salmonella hasn't begun to grow yet. That's the big difference. So like on a wild or wicked tuna, and some of those fish are so expensive, they have to get them back to shore, get them refrigerated like ASAP.
What's wicked tuna?
When they go out in the ocean and catch those big, massive tuna.
Mm. Is that a TV show or something?
Yeah.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Kind of like Deadliest Catch with the crab.
Yeah, right.
And that's the wicked tunas with the tuna fish.
Oh, some of
Blue
those things
tuna.
Get, yeah, they get 500 pounds.
Yeah, almost as big as a car.
Yeah, and that's just a huge amount of money.
Yeah.
Because when you're selling
10 to 20
tuna,
grand per fish.
Yeah, when you're selling tuna off, it's in little chunks, right?
Yeah, which is that processed is, I'll say, the scraps of what would be that prime tuna steak or that sashimi grade tuna. So I believe it has to be less than 4 hours old to qualify.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Wow. And I did actually watch, maybe that was the show I was watching once, but I was watching this, I think it was a Japanese fella, teaching people how they grade that tuna. And one fish actually has all sorts of ranges of grades of like sashimi grade and whatever else, you know, they do, just steaks or something suitable for steaks.
The fat content.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So based on where on the fish it was, it had a different purpose.
Yeah.
You'd make a different type of food out of it. Yeah. I love fish. And so this time of year, I get pretty excited thinking that I'm going to get a line in my hands. And
me in the spring of the year for catching them and for eating them during Lent.
Yeah. Perfect. Total Catholic thing to say.
Yeah, I know.
If you just tuned in, it's the Grillin' Guys and the Grillin' Guys Talk Network. Tim Sobey's in studio with me. This is Barbecue Bob, and Jop is off sick. So we're in the next segment expecting right now Joshua Geertz to come in, and we're going to talk all about catching them. But before we do that, have you ever made salmon patties?
I have not. I'm not a big lover of a salmon patty.
I'm not either.
We have them in the shop. Those we get, you know, we got a supplier for them. But, you know, I think we did one time years back, and, you know, somebody came up a way to use them up. And just, I don't know, I'd rather have it as that nice filet chunk.
Isn't that funny?
Yeah.
I grew up, my mother used to love to make those. And I'm pretty sure back in the 70s, they were using canned salmon.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's all we could afford.
Yeah,
there wasn't a lot of fresh, you know, you didn't have fresh salmon being flown in from the east or west coast.
Fish sticks,
right?
Was the other.
Right, you did have Mrs. Paul's.
Yeah.
Well, I guess you'd have to go to our website, and it's thegrillingguys.com. Check out the Lomi Lomi salmon recipe. I'm going to post a ceviche recipe as well, so you can tell the difference, because I couldn't articulate it here without notes. I thought I could remember it all, but I think all I can think of right now is a whitefish dip. So we're going to take a little break. We're going to run down to the green room and grab Joshua Geertz, and you stick around and put down your rake.